Gail.
714 Galesburg's Morning News on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Tom Arida, Tyler Gum, Nick Isher. We are talking robotics this morning. Did you know there's robotics teams out there? Well, and for really, really young people as well. These are some really smart people and get to have some fun at the same time as we're talking about 4-H robotics teams here in Knox County. And we are joined this morning. First segment, we're doing a couple segments about this. We're going to talk about the Binary Bullets team and one of the coaches, Dr. Brian Platner. Brian, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Doing well.
Thanks for coming in this morning. Brian's son, Mitchell, who competes actually on Caleb. Mitchell, we'll get to Mitchell. Caleb Platner competes on both the Binary Bullets and the RoboStorm team. Caleb, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you for interviewing us.
All right, and Mitchell Parrish, Mitchell, a member of the RoboStorm team, and Mitchell, welcome. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
All right, well, let's talk a little bit about what goes on. I know you guys had some competition in December? Is that right?
Yes.
Mitchell, tell us a little bit about what you did and what the competition is about. What the whole goal of the competition is.
Well, the whole goal of the competition is really not to win. It's to have fun and make new friends, and just kind of see what other people came up with for their solutions.
Okay, so talk about I know they've had on TV. They have these contests, these robots that try to knock each other out. So it's not like that, though. It's just a particular, you're trying to like solve a problem, get a robot to do a particular task, or is that?
Yeah, that's what it is. At the beginning of the year, we start out with a task, and then we have to accomplish it in different parts.
Mm-hmm. What grade are you in, Mitchell?
I am in sixth.
And you go to, you're at Knoxville?
Yes.
All right. How about you, Caleb? What grade are you in?
I'm in ninth.
Ninth. Okay. Tell us about getting involved and why you got involved with robotics and what the interest was.
I got involved through a different family. They were coaching and really involved in FLL, which is this robotics team. And so I joined the team, and I've been on it ever since. Mm-hmm. This is my fifth year.
What's the best part about it? What do you enjoy the most?
I don't know. There's a lot of great parts. Probably my favorite part, though, is going to competitions and watching all the robots compete, because like you can look at the robots, the other teams, and see, oh, I never thought about completing this that way.
Mm-hmm. Brian, talk about your involvement. Obviously, your son involved in something. You probably, being in the medical field, probably also have an interest in some use for robotics as well.
Absolutely. But the program's called FIRST. It's for the inspiration and recognition of science and technology. And so it's all about teaching kids science, technology, engineering, and math. And Caleb was invited by a friend to be part of the team. And so I would just take him to practice. And as I took him to practice, sometimes I'd linger for a few minutes and watch and see what they were doing. And I was just blown away by all they were doing and what they were learning. And it's just fun. And so that got me hooked in. And then it kind of morphed from lingering a few minutes to helping a little bit, which eventually turned into assistant coaching. And then as our coaches moved up to working with older kids, they asked if I would consider working with some of the younger kids.
Well, it's probably really fun also to see the ingenuity and, I guess, the creativity of all these young people as well.
It is. Sometimes it's pretty amazing the solutions that they come up with. We give them a task, or we give them a little guidance, and then we watch them take it and run with it. And sometimes I scratch my head and I say, wow, I'd have never come up with that. That's amazing.
Okay, so you had a competition in December, and you have more coming up, Mitchell? Is that right?
Yes.
What do you have next?
Well, in December, we made it to state. So now we go to state in Champaign, and they actually name the tournaments. So the tournament that we are in is called Tesla.
Mm-hmm. What will your project be? Or do you know what you're going to be doing? You're already working on it, I assume?
Yes. Our project is we call it the Smart T faucet. It's a faucet. We investigated like burst pipes, and we found that that was a current problem in our area during the winter. So we made this faucet that when the pipe gets so cold, like so it freezes, it lets a little trickle of water out the spigot so it doesn't freeze and pressure doesn't build up and break it.
Wow. See, and that's not something I think robotics, but I guess that it covers maybe such a wider range of topics than I think maybe.
This year's theme was hydrodynamics. Okay. And so we're looking at how can we use robotics to solve real-world problems involving the human water cycle. And being that we get so cold in the wintertime here, that was one of the things that we looked into is can we help prevent pipes from bursting and the water damage involved.
Well, I suppose, and you can maybe address this a little bit, Caleb, that maybe the idea for that, because you know some people actually, to try to prevent that, they will turn their faucet on a little bit to leave a trickle. So this is something that you don't have to just leave it on, that it could automatically detect, as Mitchell said, that pressure, and it would automatically do it.
Yeah, the faucet is supposed to automatically turn on once the temperature of the the water inside the pipe reaches 40 degrees Fahrenheit. Planning to have a temperature sensor inside the pipe, and it uses Bluetooth and Wi-Fi to send communications between your phone, the spigot, and the temperature sensor.
Wow, that's pretty advanced, and we're talking about a multi-million-dollar idea here. I think in the northern hemisphere here, that's really really cool. So when will that competition be, Mitchell? When will you be heading down to Champaign?
The 27th. The
27th. Okay. Now, will that actually be at University of Illinois? Have you guys gotten a chance to tour their engineering department there?
We have not, but we have been to state competition the past 3 years.
Oh, okay. Well, if you get a chance, it's I mean, way beyond me, but I got to tour once with my son, and it's like, wow, it's pretty amazing what you see there, and even for me not knowing anything about it. So, again, the RoboStorm team will be competing at state. That'll be coming up on the 27th. They'll be heading down to Champaign. Also, the Binary Bullets, the other team that the 4-H, and of course, Caleb, a part of that team, and their coach, Julian Parrish, with us here again this morning. I have to have asked Julian Ennis to come in with us as well. I know he's up front. He's waiting to come in to talk a little bit more as well. Let's start, Jolene, with you and kind of how you got involved with coaching. It was kind of the same as Brian. You were taking the young man back and forth and got interested?
actually, I mentor with the Binary Bullets, and I do help Brian with RoboStorm. I got involved with robotics back in 2011. My sister's been involved with the first program for about 20 years, and she brought me to the championship in St. Louis, and I got hooked then, and my kids were young enough, and I'm like, I got to get them into this program. These kids were so smart. They were working on the robots. I was helping as a volunteer, but she judged the 100-pound, 8-foot robots. So mm-hmm. We go all the way from very small Lego robots to the Binary Bullets. It has an 18.5 by 18 robot, and then there is also a FRC, a 4-H team in the area called Techno Ferrets, and that can be 100 pounds, and they're in their middle of their season right now.
I guess it's an interesting mix of kids, because I'm guessing you get kids that are interested in math, some really interested in science, some just interested in robotics. I mean, is there kind of a combination that way?
Robotics is able to pull in kids with all different interests. That's what's mm-hmm. so wonderful. We have some kids that just are communications. We have a website that they work on. Some are just into the design of the product. They use CAD design, computer-aided design. We have just a few programmers that are programming it, learning Java, things that the coaches don't even know. So the coaches don't know the software program. So it's just the students that have learned this and passing it along to other students. So there's a huge variety of different things. We have one boy that's a photographer. So we really can translate a lot of different interests into the robotics programs.
We're going to take a quick break here and come back and talk a little bit more about the 4-H robotics programs and the teams that are doing really, really well and that compete in some competitions.
And WGIL.com.
7:25, Galesburg's Morning News. We are talking robotics here this morning. Another guest joining us here, Julian Ennis. He is a program coordinator with the University of Illinois Extension. And Julian, it's really interesting 4-H being involved in these programs, because I think a lot of people think 4-H and you think about what agriculture, homemaking, things like that, but it's way more than that, obviously.
Correct, and that's the opinion most of the time. You know, 4-H is just, and it's still the benchmark is agriculture, but for Knox County, I would say back in 2006, I guess Knox County went digital, and they took on the first Lego League robotics, which the RoboStorm is, and 3 years ago, we started another robotics team just for popularity and the importance of STEM and like future careers. So we started the Binary Bullets.
Let's talk a little more about Binary Bullets. And Caleb, as we mentioned, Caleb Plattner joining us, competes with both the RoboStorm and the Binary Bullets. You ever get confused trying to remember which project you're working on at all?
Not really, but sometimes.
Yeah. So currently with the Binary Bullets, what are you working on?
With the Binary Bullets, it's more of the robot. With the younger team, we've got some project and we do like a skit. But for the Binary Bullets, we work with metal and wood and build a robot, and then we competed against other robots in a different competition.
Kendra Betts, one of the coaches of the Binary Bullets as well, joining us. Kendra, talk about the projects themselves. Do the coaches give input, or is there from each competition maybe an idea, so here's a problem we want to solve, or is this, do the kids get to kind of decide what it is they want to do?
Well, in September, we get a something from FIRST. It's more of a video showing you what the robots can do on a, we call it our mission mat. It's a perimeter, a 12-foot by 12-foot perimeter. And basically, you get so many points for the robot to do specific tasks on this huge mat. Well, there's four robots on the mat. We're one, and we are with an alliance. So we're always with another team. And however both teams work together is how many points you earn. And obviously the goal is to beat the other teams. But we strategize. Binary Bullets is set up kind of like a business. We have a president, a vice president, and a chief engineer, and an accountant. And we're trying to teach the kids all about teamwork and maybe what some of the stuff they'll have to do when they get out in the real world. And we have, we're in the Western Central Illinois division. So we're with eight other schools, and we have three meets, and then we have a qualifier. And at each meet, you get specific qualifying points, and however well you do is how well you rank when you go to the qualifier, and then after the qualifier, you hope to make it to state.
Okay. I got to ask Mitchell Parrish, who's part of the RoboStorm team. I know you're only in sixth grade, but do you have an idea of what you would like to do in the future?
Not really. I haven't really thought of it, but I would kind of like to be an engineer.
I kind of had a feeling it might go that direction. There's a lot of different disciplines of engineering. And Caleb, how about you? Any ideas what you might want to do in the future?
Not really, no.
But interested in the sciences and math, though?
Science and math and technology.
All right. Julian?
And I also want to mention the partnership that we have, and I'll be remiss if I didn't mention the partnership with District 202 with Mr. Steve Wilder, because it's a 4-H team, but we practice and all our scrimmages, well, not scrimmages, but all our practice and stuff we do is actually at the Northville High School. So when was it? December 17th, we actually held the first competition in North County right at the high school. So, yeah, that was the big thing. And we're hoping that's things to come in the future as well.
I'm guessing it's kind of neat for you because, I mean, this stuff is such beyond my comprehension. Do you kind of get that feeling, too, watching these young people of what they're able to accomplish?
Most definitely. I always share with them, and I'm sure the guys and girls are tired of hearing this adage, which was, years ago, Bill Gates was asked, what's the strength behind Microsoft? And he said simply that, you know where the future's going and get there first. And that's what these kids are doing, you know.
How many kids do you have involved right now in the program?
As far as the Binary Bullets?
Yeah.
Binary Bullets have 15 members.
How about
the RoboStorm? We had two teams at the first LEGO League. We had the RoboStorms. We had the 4-H Lightning Bots. So, and the maximum capacity on the team is 10. We had 10 on both sides. And so, then we have what Jolene mentioned earlier with a school team that practiced at Knox College. And that's the FRC Technoferts.
So if somebody was interested, what would be the best way to go about kind of taking a look at what they, you know, kind of getting in? And
yeah, contact Julian out at the Knox County Extension.
Yeah. And both the RoboStorms and the Binary Bullets do an excellent job of community outreach. I think that's one of the things they have to do as they strive for, like, the Chairman's Award and whatnot. So Railroad Days and other local community events, you'll see the teams out there, you know, demonstrating and spreading the word for STEM and and stuff like that through FIRST.
Well, Caleb, you and Mitchell and the rest of your group, I'm expecting at some point with this this idea with the drip and the faucet, I'm expecting to see you guys like on Shark Tank someday or something. You know, I'm expecting that. I mean, so let me know if that happens. We'll get you back on to talk about that. Guys, good luck in the upcoming competition. Yep. Really
thank
appreciate
you
taking time. Kendra, Julian, Brian, Jolene, all thank you so much for joining us here this morning.
Thank you much.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Thank you.